Hi, Pastor Bill Woods here, and I want to talk to you today about the topic, Go Wash Your Girdle. We find a story in Jeremiah chapter 11, 1 through 11 in the King James Version. It says, the word that came to Jeremiah from the Lord, saying, hear ye the words of this covenant, and speak unto the men of Judah, and to the inhabitants of Jerusalem, and say unto them, thus saith the Lord God of Israel, cursed be the man that obeyeth not the words of this covenant, which I commanded your fathers in the day that I brought them forth out of the land of Egypt from the iron furnace, saying, obey my voice and do them according to all which I command you. So shall ye be my people, and I will be your God, that I may perform the oath which I have sworn unto your fathers, to give them a land flowing with milk and honey, as is this day. And then answered I and said, so be it, O Lord. Then the Lord said unto me, proclaim all these words to the cities of Judah and to the streets of Jerusalem, saying, hear ye the words of this covenant, and do them. For I earnestly protested unto your fathers in the day that I brought them up out of the land of Egypt, even unto this day, rising early and protesting, saying, obey my voice. Yet they obeyed not, nor inclined their ear, but walked everyone in the imagination of their evil heart. Therefore I will bring upon them all the words of this covenant which I have commanded them to do. But they did not do them. And the Lord said unto me, a conspiracy is found among the men of Judah and among the inhabitants of Jerusalem. They are turned back to the iniquities of their forefathers, which refused to hear my words, and they went after other gods to serve them. The house of Israel and the house of Judah have broken my covenant which I made with their fathers. Therefore, thus saith the Lord, behold, I will bring evil upon them, which they shall not be able to escape. And though they shall cry unto me, I will not hearken unto them. Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, invaded Jerusalem and Judah and took the Jews, or the Israelites, into captivity for 70 years. Now, he didn't take all of them. There were three groups among the Jews. There were the wealthy, there was the middle class, and there was the poor, those who lived kind of in the ghetto. Nebuchadnezzar took the rich and the middle class workers because he thought they would be an asset to him. He left the poor because they would be a liability. They stayed in the promised land. Well, when we talk about the Jews being in captivity for 70 years, we are not talking all the Jews. We are talking about the middle class and the upper class. But God never leaves his people without a prophet. God gave those in captivity, Daniel and Ezekiel. They were the captivity prophets speaking to the rich or middle class Jews that had been taken to Babylon. The poor people also had a prophet. God gave them Jeremiah, who stayed in Canaan. Daniel and Ezekiel went to Babylon, and it wasn't long until Egypt came and took the poor into captivity, and Jeremiah went to Egypt and perhaps died there. Jeremiah was preaching, but was having a hard time getting a crowd. They didn't want to pay much attention to him about his word from God. So God told Jeremiah, Jeremiah chapter 13, 1 through 11, again King James, thus saith the Lord unto me, go and get thee a linen girdle and put it upon thy loins, and put it not in water. So I got a girdle according to the word of the Lord and put it on my loins, and the word of the Lord came unto me the second time, saying, take the girdle that thou hast got, which is upon thy loins, and arise, go to the Euphrates, and hide it there in a hole of the rock. So I went and hid it in the Euphrates, as the Lord commanded me. And it came to pass, after many days, that the Lord said unto me, arise, go to the Euphrates, and take the girdle from thence, which I commanded thee to hide there. Then I went to the Euphrates and digged and took the girdle from the place where I had hid it. And behold, the girdle was marred. It was profitable for nothing. Then the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, thus saith the Lord, after this manner will I mar the pride of Judah and the great pride of Jerusalem. This evil people which refuse to hear my words, which walk in the imagination of their hearts, and walk after other gods to serve them and to worship them, shall even be as this girdle, which is good for nothing. For as the girdle cleaveth to the loins of a man, so have I caused to cleave unto me the whole house of Israel, the whole house of Judah, saith the Lord, that they might be unto me for a people, and for a name, and for a praise, and for a glory, but they would not hear. When Jeremiah preached, the people were rude and disrespectful and just stared at him and scorned him. They didn't want to hear the message from the Lord. The Bible says that their words were like briars and thorns. God told Jeremiah, "Jeremiah, I want you to get a girdle and wear it while you preach." And you know, I got to thinking about that. That might draw a crowd, you know that somebody's preaching with a girdle on. Think about it. Not a girdle on the inside under the clothes, but on the outside. People would think that Jeremiah had cracked up. This was an actual undergarment that he was wearing, supposed to be worn next to the skin, but he was wearing it on the outside of his clothes. So folks came to see the spectacle. I can imagine they would come in, to look and see what was going on, and they'd laugh and they would chuckle and all this. They didn't have television sets back there. There wasn't much for entertainment, so it wasn't too awfully hard to imagine that the crowds would gather to see Jeremiah. I mean, word spread. Jeremiah, that crazy preacher, has finally flipped out. He's got a girdle on while he preaches, but he's wearing it on the outside. Chuckle, chuckle. God said something else to Jeremiah. God said, "Don't wash it." Oh boy, can you imagine that? Every time he preached, he had that girdle on. I can't believe it, what kind of response that would bring. Word spread, Jeremiah's got a girdle on. Jeremiah wears that girdle while he preaches. Jeremiah is wearing that girdle on the outside of his clothes. And the next time they'd say, "Well, he hasn't washed that girdle either. It's getting dirtier and dirtier. It doesn't smell that good either." Jeremiah probably could have used a bottle of Febreze or something like that, but he didn't have it. And so people were saying, "Well, talk about a strong preacher." It got dirtier and dirtier. Imagine how the word that spread around the countryside. Jeremiah is wearing a girdle. The girdle is on the outside. He doesn't wash it, and it gets dirtier and dirtier and dirtier. It's downright filthy. People would say, "I'm going to go see about this." Well, finally, God said, "Jeremiah, I want you to take that girdle to the Euphrates River. I want you to bury that girdle under a rock on the bank of the Euphrates River. Now, the Euphrates River was 250 miles away. That was no small trip back in those days. Jeremiah must have had mixed emotions. He had a relief because he was going to get rid of that filthy girdle, and he had a dread to start on such a long trip. Jeremiah started his trip, and people were saying, "Where are you going, Jeremiah?" "Going down to the Euphrates River," he'd say. "How far is that, Jeremiah?" "250 miles. "How long is that going to take you, Jeremiah?" "It'll probably take me a couple of weeks." "What you going to do there, Jeremiah?" "To bury something." "What are you going to bury, Jeremiah?" "My dirty old girdle." My goodness, can you imagine how embarrassed Jeremiah must have been? Jeremiah, though, obeyed the Lord, and it must have been refreshing for God to find someone who would obey him no matter how ridiculous it may seem. And Jeremiah buried the girdle in the hole in a rock along the Euphrates River. He went home. The Bible says he stayed there many days, probably 70 days, because he was trying to say how long this captivity and everything was going to last, and it was 70 years. Well, God spoke again to Jeremiah. "What is it, Lord?" "I want you to go back down and get the girdle." Lord, that girdle won't be any good right now. It wouldn't be in any kind of shape to help me anymore. Now it's buried and it's damp there and it's dirty. And Jeremiah had already taken a 500-mile trip, 250 miles down to the Euphrates and 250 miles back, and travel was hard. You remember, he didn't have anything like Greyhound buses or anything like that. I don't know how he traveled, but it had to be a hard travel. Jeremiah, though, went the 250 miles back to the Euphrates River. Hey, Jeremiah, where are you going this time? I'm going back to the Euphrates River. What for? I'm going to have a resurrection. What you going to resurrect? My girdle. Jeremiah treks back to the Euphrates, finds the rock, turns it over, pulls up the girdle, at least what's left of it. Can you imagine what would be left of a girdle after all that time? I mean, you leave your girdle under a damp rock along a river or on the coast for two months or better, and you'll find that it'll soon rot. Jeremiah took the girdle up and said, "Behold, it is good for nothing." Here is the lesson, and I hope you'll pay attention. God said, "Jeremiah, that girdle represents my people, and you represent me." Now, there's three things that he's teaching. One, God wants his people as close to him as a girdle is to our body. God's saying, "Jeremiah, I want you to get a girdle. I want you to wrap it around your body. I want that girdle to represent my people. I want you to represent me. As the girdle is close to you, I want my people to know I want them close to me." You know, God wants more than just having us quit certain sinful habits and sinful living. He wants us close to him. The Bible indicates that he made us to fellowship with him. You'd better stay close to God. In these days, the most important thing you can do is stay close to God. With all the different things that are happening, and we don't know what lies ahead, and we don't know how long we have before we get into war or whatever, stay close to God. The most important thing that I can tell you is to walk with God. Your family, your friends, your neighbors, they all need to see someone walking with God today. God said, "That girdle represents my people, and I want my people close to me." Well, I can understand that. I mean, I'm a dad, I'm a grandpa, now a great-grandpa. How in the world did I get so old, I keep wondering. I'd like to have my family, my children, my grandchildren, my great-grandchildren close to me. You know, God wants me close to him. He wants you close to him. He wants us to enjoy his company. He wants me as close to him as a girdle. He wants you as close to him as a girdle. How close are you to Jesus today? You know, God won't let us close to him unless we stay clean. God said, "I want my people as close to me as that girdle." But the girdle got dirtier and dirtier and dirtier. Finally, God said, "Take the girdle off, Jeremiah. Take it to the Euphrates River, 250 miles away." Why? Well, it's dirty. God was saying, if you're going to be close to me, you've got to be clean. People, there must remain on us, all who call ourselves Christians, a separate position. You know, somehow or other today, Christians have gotten so far away from God, and we've gotten some of the same habits and some of the same thoughts that the world has. God doesn't want us to be there. God says, "Come out from among him and be ye separate." God says he wants a holy people. We have to stay clean if we want to walk with God and stay close to him and have his blessings on our lives. There's no time to grow careless in our thoughts, our actions, and our attitudes. If we stay close to God, we're going to have to be and have to stay clean. You know, I think about the teens today and how many temptations and things they have and how filthy the world has become and the temptations that come. God wants his teens to be pure. He wants purity. And you say, oh, I can't do that in this society. Yes, you can. If you make a commitment to Jesus Christ and keep your eyes on God, God will help you to live a life glorifying Him. God wants young adults with so many temptations out there, so many opportunities to wander off after the devil. He wants us to stay close to Him. God wants every one of us to be close to Him, to keep our lives straight and clean and keep our eyes upon Him and be the kind of Christians that He wants us to be. My grandpa said one time that even if I couldn't dress as nice as others, because I was having problems at school and I didn't have quite as nice a clothes as a lot of them, he said, you might not be able to dress as nice as others do, but you can stay just as clean. Remember, anybody can stay clean. Well, my thought to you is be clean. Be clean in this filthy world. Don't fall for a temptation when it comes. Resist the devil. He'll flee from you. Stay in God's will and be close to Him. God told Jeremiah, if you're going to stay close to me, you got to stay clean. You know, the world's bidding for our souls. Being less than God wants us to be isn't worth it. Don't grow careless with your wandering eyes, with your tongue, and whatever. God won't let you stay close to Him unless you stay clean. And God said, Jeremiah, I want my people close to me like a girdle, but I won't let them stay close to me unless they stay clean. And then the third thing I would say is there's a thing that nobody can be useful unless they stay clean. I mean, not useful for God. You've got to stay close to God. You've got to be, stay clean. And then God can use you for His purpose and bless you as He wants to. My prayer is that I might be used of God. Sometimes when I'm preaching, I feel His power take over, and suddenly it's more than just a speech. Those are precious times. I realize that God is using me, and what a privilege it is to be used of God. And I'd say this to whoever you are. If you don't know Jesus Christ, find Him as your personal Savior. Let Him use you to build His kingdom. Let Him make you a joint heir with Jesus Christ. Let Him make you fit when you stand before Him in eternity to hear Him say, enter thou into the things that are prepared for those who love me. I'd say to those of you who teach Sunday school, stay clean, stay close to God. If you're a board member in a church, stay clean. If you're on the worship team, or all Christians should want to be used of God. To be used of God is such a wonderful privilege. We used to sing a chorus, to be used of God, to sing, to preach, to pray. To be used of God, to show someone the way. I long so much to feel His touch of His consuming fire. To be used of God is my desire. And I hope that's your desire too. If I'm to be used of God, I must draw close to Him. I must be clean, not like the dirty girdle. It was taken 250 miles away. I must be clean. I must come to Him and say, oh God, I love You. Cleanse my heart. Make me fit to be in Your service. I hear people say, well, He'll just have to accept me like I am. I mean, I'm not going to come and make any changes. No, God doesn't have to accept you like you are. God can change you. God can make you what He wants you to be. And I want you to know the most perfect happiness you'll ever find is being the center of God's will. I remember when I was growing up in Walla Walla First Church of the Nazarene that we had a junior choir director that one day she was leading choir and she says, I'm thirsty. Who will go get me a drink? And I raised my hand. I said, I will. Well, rather than go all the way over to the fellowship hall, which was twice as far as I thought I had to go, I went down into the furnace room of the church. My grandpa was a janitor, and I spent time down there sometime. I knew there was a glass down there and a sink, so I filled the glass with water, and I took it up to the choir director, and she said, "I won't drink out of that dirty thing." And I looked, and it had ashes and things all over it. And she would not drink out of it because she wanted something that was clean, something that was wholesome. You know, that's what God wants of us too, something clean, something that's wholesome. I want to be used of God. I want the fellowship that only He can give to me, and I want to call Him Father and have Him call me Son. How close are you to God today? Jeremiah, get a girdle, put it on tight. That's the way I want my people. Let it get dirtier and dirtier and tell my people I don't want them to get dirty. When it gets so dirty that folks begin to complain, take it 250 miles away, bury it, and let my people know they can't stay close to me unless they're clean. Go back and get it when it's no good and hold it up. Wouldn't it be awful for that to be our lives, that God says, you know, I'm going to hold your life up. I'm going to see how you measure up to my standards. And we find out that we don't measure up to His standards, that we're not the kind of people that we want to be or He wants us to be. Honestly, I think I'd rather be dead than not to be used of God. That's my life, to know Him as my personal Savior and just say, He uses me. He uses me. May God help us in this year of 2025 to stay clean and to stay pure and to give our hearts and lives to Him so we can stay close to Him and so He doesn't mind us being close to Him. So close that when Jesus comes, we will be ready to be called home to see God face to face. We can be used of Him. What a thrill to be clean and close to God and used for His purpose. My prayer for each one of us is that we might be used of God like a girdle, so close to Him that we glorify Him. If you don't know Jesus Christ today, why don't you take the time out to confess your sins to Him, ask Him to be your Lord and Savior and to save you and prepare your heart for service to Him and for eternity in heaven. I want to pray for you. Father, I just pray that each one that heard this sermon today would want to be close to You, would want to be clean, would want to be cleansed by Your Holy Spirit. Lord, if there's anything in any of our lives that's displeasing to You, help us to confess that and turn that to You and allow You to come in and take our lives and clean them and set us apart for Your holy use that we might be used of God. I pray that in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. I want to tell you that I have a new website that you're able to get a hold of if you want to. It's lowercase churchofthegaillean.com. And it's got all the sermons that I have preached and online here. And what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to make it so that people can go there and get sermons, and you who get the sermons by the Gmail or by the telephone, texting and stuff, I would, you know, if you would just as soon go to the website, then it would cut down a lot of time here. If you don't have access to a computer, let me know, and I will continue sending the podcast out the way that I have done it in the past. I want to thank my friend Russ Hansen. He's the one that helped me set this up, and I think it's going to be something that will be successful, I hope. God bless you. Same thing, if you want to get in touch with me, it's box 4031, Sun Valley, Arizona. If you want to call me, it's 623-845-2741. You can text me that way or talk to me direct, and I'd be glad to hear from you. God bless you. We'll talk to you later.